Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. Lately, I've been observing within myself a kind of discomfort, turmoil, when reading titles of articles, offerings of courses and seminars of this type. And I bet this is something that you also know. The 5 steps to blah, blah, blah. Don't do this unless blah, blah, blah. The 10 things that you need to blah, blah, blah. And so on and so forth. And I feel called to share the journey and what I did in order to not sit with the discomfort, but to increase my consciousness on why, when I was reading these kind of titles, articles, I was feeling this turmoil, this discomfort within me. Why I want to share this? Because this is part of working and operating our consciousness. And not sitting with a discomfort or putting the discomfort under the rug, because then we're not going to dive deeper. We're not going to be conscious about the signals that our body is sending us. So in order to increase the understanding that we have, in order to increase the consciousness that we're accessing into, in order to be more tapped into higher consciousness and lesser into the ego mind, we need to do this kind of work. Okay. So what I have realized in this detective work, which actually is being the observer, the first thing to do is to observe, oh, when I'm reading this, I'm feeling a discomfort, taking notice of it, identifying it, acknowledging it, which in order to be able to do, you need to be present. You need to be out of your head. So if you are on or you're feeling called to increase your consciousness and to connect with your higher self, connect with higher consciousness, the first thing that you might want to do is to work on your presence, on getting out of your head and being present in the moment right here, right now. So once I've noticed that, then I get into a conversation with my higher self. And what can help you to do that, in my case, it was to go for a walk, for example, getting into a meditative state. And for me right now, meditation is not only sitting down on a quiet place with crossed legs. I do that, of course, too. But oftentimes, I just do meditation walking in nature because that's a great way for me also to get out of my head and be totally present. It's an intention. It's a focus. It's a choice that I make, that I want to be present right here, right now. And meditation, it's not about sitting primarily. Meditation, it's about becoming the observer of your thoughts, becoming the observer of what is going on in your body, right? So that's actually, and we use meditation as a tool to get there, okay? So I went for a walk and I journaled a little bit and then I got the answer, right? Then it was clear to me, right? And what I found out in this inner work, this detective being the observer in a work with no judgment, is that these headlines insinuate that there is a right way and a wrong way of getting the results that you want. And from that space came the discomfort, because I don't believe in someone having the key of what is right and what is wrong, because right and wrong are dual. Those are based on a very ego driven society, our ego-driven life experience, that there is a right thing to do and a wrong thing to do. And when you're tapped into your higher consciousness, you know that there is no such as that. Life is about having experiences, learning through those experiences, and evolving out of them, and creating the experiences that you want. Life is about being the creators and taking ownership of being the creators of who we are, right? And the other aspect of the coin is, okay, there are these headlines, these taglines, these titles, right? But there is a reason behind why people are trying to make their way to be visible and to be seen and to get the attention of people by using this kind of titles, right? And that other side of the coin is that there are millions and millions of people looking for a quick fix to their issues and problems, or a shortcut to their desires. And looking for the quick fix outside is a way of giving your power away. It's a way of thinking that someone else has a solution that you don't have. But the second main thing is because there is a reluctancy and an unwillingness of failing. Because we're so much stuck into this white and black way of thinking, and I mean it like right and wrong. This is what I mean by that, okay? That people think there is a right way and a wrong way, and if someone has the right one, then I save myself from failing, because God forbid, failure, we don't want that, because that might be or what might end up on me losing time, and time is kind of something very precious, right? Which is also a very ego-driven belief, because as a consciousness beings, we know that it is not about time. It's about time being here incarnated on earth, because yeah, we're going to die at a certain point in time, right? But if we would be living tapped to our highest selves, tapped into higher consciousness, we wouldn't actually mind and worry about time at all, because we would be living a great time. We would be living in alignment with who we truly are and doing the things that we truly care and we truly want to do. So having the sense that time is running out and that you don't want to fail because then you will be wasted time is rooted on a deep 3D ego belief that thinks that life is about achieving something. Life is about getting somewhere, which is not true. Life is about being lived, and life is about creating the life experience that you want. Life is about being and owning the creators that we are. So this ego belief, and we have been educated and raised in a society that is very driven by that, right? Like getting achievements, don't waste time, be very efficient, blah, 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 right? So we're always looking and seeking for the perfect recipe for a secure and easy success. What we miss by focusing on that and by being driven by the ego in this kind of autopilot, right, that is lower consciousness, is that there is no one size fits all. That actually what we're doing is that we're missing that creating the life experience that we want is ingrained in our DNA energetically. We're missing the fact that we are creators. We're missing the fact that we're creators of the life experience that we desire. We're not here to emulate other people. We're here to create what we want to create in our own way. And the price that we're paying for that, price that we're paying for wanting to get a quick and easy and very secure success without failing, oh my God, because we don't want to waste time, is that we're giving our creative power away. We're giving our true innate intelligence away. Emulating, acting from the ego brain is not our intelligence. Intelligence is our creative power that comes through when we're deeply aligned with higher self and higher consciousness states. We are wired to experience creating. That's the reason why we're here on earth, to create and to experience all of the journey, all of it, all the range. We're here to create in our own terms, because that's the only way where we can feel the whole range of what it means to be the creator in our own terms, to create in the way that feels aligned and good for us, and to experience if it sometimes doesn't went good at a certain point in time, because that might be even a gift. In fact, it's always a gift. where we learn and we expand and we evolve if we are open to receive it as such, right? And that creating in this way, being that creative power, is the door to possibility. When we allow ourselves to be the creators of our own life and stop emulating others or seeking for the secure success, for the approval of others that tell us, oh yeah, you're on the right path, yeah, you're doing the right things, you're taking the right steps, what the price that we're paying is that we're shutting down the door to possibility. And what we're here to do is to open up all the spectrum on how creation is possible, which ultimately shows us that there is no right and wrong. There is a whole range in between, as many people as are living in this planet right now. And ultimately, awakening us that super creator's power that we all do have and that we're totally asked and called to reconnect with. Because that's the only way that we're going to be able to solve many of the big challenges that we're facing right now in our planet. We need every single one of us. We need you. We need you. We don't need you emulating someone else, because you, by emulating someone else that has gotten kind of a success, makes you feel more secure. That's not what we need. We need you paving your own way, going your own way, creating your own experiences, tapping more and more into higher self, and creating more and more, tuning into that higher consciousness that you're capable to access. But in order to access it, you need to let go of wanting to be so secure. You need to let go of wanting to save time. You need to let go of avoiding to make mistakes. And the very moment that we understand this, by experiencing that creative power in ourselves, we will let go of overthinking, we will get unstuck, and feel the immense flow that life has to offer us. The creativity, the flow, the peace, the joy, the love, the evolution that we have to offer to life, that contribution that we all want to create, because we're all craving to contribute. We're all craving to be seen as a valuable part of the puzzle, contributing to a better world. Deep down, we all want to do that, right? But we're not going to be able to create that life experience emulating others. We need to own ourselves, to own our path, to dare to live our own journey, to be open to experience mistakes or things that don't work the way that we thought would. Because behind those is a gift. Behind those is the wisdom that our ego mind doesn't see everything. Our ego mind is a very restrictive way of thinking and seeing life. You know, and there is a picture that I want to share with you before closing this other episode. There is an article that I wrote, and if I find a possibility to link it somewhere to this episode, then I will do so, because I think it will help you to get like this plastic example of what I mean, right? So just imagine you're on a landscape with snow, and everything is full of snow, and the snow is quite fresh. So what do we do? There are two different possibilities. We walk behind the footsteps that others left behind, like we follow the path that others did. Or we have the possibility to walk across the snow and create a new path, right? Usually the experience that we do have when you think about a street, right, where lots of cars and lots of people have been walking over the snow, then the snow gets compressed, right? And it becomes ice. And the experience that we do have following those paths where many people have walked before is that it gets slippery. You might be seeing the path in front of you, but the probability that you're going to slip is quite big, because it's not snow, it's ice, right? And now think about walking on fresh snow where no one has walked before. And I can feel myself there because I love it. I love it. I love this under my feet. I love it. It's such a grounding, beautiful, soul-nurturing feeling and noise. I love it. But we oftentimes don't do the things that feel good to us. We prevent ourselves of enjoying that experience of stepping into that fresh snow and hearing the hush, 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 and this adventurous spirit and explorer spirit that we all do have. Why? Because we're afraid that we might step into a hole and that we're not able to see it because the snow has covered it. So we rather choose to walk the path where thousands of people or 10 people, I don't care, right, have walked before, because we believe that that's a more secure path to be in. And by doing so, we refrain ourselves of nurturing our souls, of having the life experience that we want. We don't get the noise. We don't get the experience of walking over this fresh snow. But we believe that we're secure. So what are you going to do with your wild, powerful, creative power? Do you want to follow someone else's path before you want to be secure, which we're not in any case? That's an illusion. We're never secure. And prevent yourself of feeling and experiencing the life that you want and of really being and tapping and tuning into that higher self and into that higher consciousness to be the creator of the life experience that you want and to really be contributing to that expansion, that evolution, to that world that you want to have right here, right now? Or do you want to go the path and be and walk your path and enjoy every single whoosh, whoosh, whoosh of the way? And if there is a hole, yeah, you might fall, but maybe you don't. That's all I've got for you today. Wishing you a bright, beautiful, and loving day wherever you are. Talk to you soon. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.